Tomorrow at The Hague, an admitted war criminal will appear before the United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal to ask for a lighter sentence. Drazen Erdemović is the only person so far to have pleaded guilty to war crimes charges. He admits taking part in the massacre of 1,200 Bosnian Muslims after the UN safe area of Srebrenica fell to the Bosnian Serbs in July of last year. Gillian Sharp filed this report from The Hague for the BBC.
Erdemović should have been sentenced in July, but psychiatrists diagnosed post-traumatic stress syndrome and said he wasn't fit to take the stand. Each time Erdemović has appeared in court, he's broken down. But behind the scenes, prosecutors say he's been crucial in preparing the case against men like Radovan Karadžić and General Ratko Mladic. Earlier this year, he gave evidence in public hearings against the two men. The courtroom was hushed as he answered prosecutors' questions.
What happened once a bus arrived at the farm? Could you describe what happened, please?
When the bus arrived at the farm, the commander of the group would tell us how to stand as an execution squad, and two military policemen would bring out 10 people at a time of Muslim nationality from Srebrenica. And the commanders then brought them to the execution squad.
The killing went on from 10 o'clock in the morning until late in the afternoon. Those who didn't die immediately, Erdemović said, were finished off with revolvers. Horrified bus drivers were made to kill at least one person each. The execution squad, Erdemović told the court, took its orders directly from Bosnian Serb military headquarters.
At first I resisted, and the commander of the group told me if I was sorry for those people that I should line up with them. And I knew this was not just a mere threat, but that it could happen, because in our unit the situation had become such that the commander of the group had the right to execute any individual on the spot.
This kind of valuable inside information is bound to be in Erdemović's favour when it comes to sentencing. That's likely to happen later this year or early next. The tribunal's own rules say that cooperation with prosecutors should be taken into account. The defence will be calling two witnesses, known simply as X and Y. One is thought to be a Bosnian Muslim whose life Erdemović says he saved. The tribunal's rules give the judges an almost free rein. It's highly unlikely, though, that they'll sentence him to the maximum life imprisonment. Yet they face a delicate balancing act. Erdemović is clearly remorseful, and he says his choice was simple: kill or be killed. Yet his punishment must be tough enough to reflect the fact that he admits to shooting in the back at least 70 Bosnian Muslim civilians.
Gillian Sharp filed that report from The Hague for the BBC.